This is Unit 4, Application and System Software. It is a part of Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science. This is the first lecture for Unit 4. The objectives for Unit 4 are to define application versus system software. Give examples of application software and the elements that comprise them, focusing on healthcare systems. Describe the functions of system software, OS, including file organization, file types, downloading, zipped files. List different types of brands of operating systems, and explain the purpose and usage of file systems. In this lecture, we will focus on the first and second objectives. Software is what makes a computer usable. Without software, a computer would just be hardware that couldn't do anything. Computer users run application software to help them be productive, entertain them, and communicate. The system software is the software that interacts directly with the hardware. It includes the operating system and utility programs. It makes the computer run and serves as a layer between the application software and the hardware. It makes sure that the hardware does everything that the applications want it to, and helps coordinate all the tasks that all the running programs need to do. It would be too complex to try to build the functionality of system software into the hardware. Instead, the hardware is created to run a particular set of instructions. This set is unique to each type of computer chip. And the operating system is programmed to implement the instructions contained in the application software as it is executing. For example, if you are editing a word processing document and hit the Save button, the operating system ensures that your document is saved to disk by implementing the correct store instruction, along with finding the correct location to store the document on the disk. Application software is available in different forms. Package software refers to mass-produced, commercially available, copyrighted software that's available for purchase in a store or online as a download. Microsoft Office software and Adobe Photoshop are some examples of package software. Custom software is software that's created for a particular purpose. Generally, it's created when no commercially available application has the needed functionality. At the Informatics Shared Resource at OHSU, we often create custom applications for clinical researchers, such as applications for electronic surveys. Web applications are software that runs at particular websites. Sometimes these are free, such as email applications, Yahoo, Google, MSN. Others you use for a fee, such as online tax preparation software. Open source software is software that can be used, modified, and redistributed without any restrictions. It doesn't have a copyright. Open source software is often available online for free. Shareware is copyrighted software that's free for a trial period. After the trial period is up, the user must send a payment to the developer to continue using the software. Sometimes the shareware version of a product is a scaled-down version of the software that doesn't have the full functionality of the software available for purchase. Freeware is copyrighted software available at no cost, but the company or developer of the software retains rights to it, which means that it cannot be changed or redistributed. Public domain software is software that's been donated for public use and has no copyright restrictions. The software can be copied and redistributed. Listed here are roughly six categories of application software. Each category can certainly be subdivided into smaller categories. Also, they are not exclusive or distinct. Some business applications are used for home purposes as well. Business applications include word processing, spreadsheets, database applications, presentation software, project management software, and accounting applications, to name a few. Science and mathematical software include statistical software, mathematical modeling software, and computational science software. Graphics and multimedia applications are those that are used to create graphics, edit images, create and edit videos, create and edit audio, and create video games. Home and personal use applications is the broadest category. It includes business software you may use at home, home editions of desktop publishing, image editing, video creation software, tax preparation software, home design and landscaping, recipe managers, and personal finance. Also, depending on your interests and background, you may use any software in any of the other categories at home as well. Communication software is the software that helps you communicate with others through the network. This includes browsers, email, IM, apps, file transfer, voice over IP, video conferencing, etc. Healthcare software includes electronic medical records, healthcare information systems, medical office management systems, imaging, and telemedicine. Word processing software is commonly used in businesses and at home. It is the most popular and frequently used software application. A word processor has many powerful features that make it far more useful than a simple text editor such as Notepad. With a word processor, you can auto-correct spelling and formatting while you type, perform spell check and grammar check on documents, perform mail merges to generate and print form letters, mailing labels, and more. Track changes to documents, which is useful when multiple people are reviewing and editing the same document. Create tables to display data, and create templates for documents. Some word processors will convert documents to web pages. There are many word processors available. Some of the most popular are Microsoft Word, OpenOffice Writer, Corel Word Perfect, and Google Docs. The screenshot shown here is of OpenOffice Writer. OpenOffice is a free, open-source office suite of productivity software that you can download. It includes word processing and spreadsheet applications and presentation software similar to Microsoft Office. You can download them from www.openoffice.org. Google Docs are similar, but the software and the documents are stored online. All you need is a Google Gmail account. Go to www.google.com for more information. Spreadsheets are applications used at home and at work for organizing data and performing calculations. These calculations can be performed using built-in functions and user-defined formulas. Also, you can generate graphs or charts representing the data in the spreadsheet. Spreadsheets can be used for anything from keeping track of simple home expenses to performing complex, powerful calculations on very large data sets. Some examples of spreadsheet applications are Microsoft Excel, Lotus 1-2-3, Corel Quattro Pro, Google Docs, and OpenOffice Calc. Pictured is a screenshot from OpenOffice Calc. Presentation software is software that creates visual aids for a presentation, just like the PowerPoint presentation you are currently viewing. The presentation is developed as a series of slides with text and/or images, tables, videos, and graphs. The presentations can have special features, such as animations and automatic transitions. The resulting presentation can be displayed and viewed during a lecture with a human speaker. It can be viewed as a standalone display that continually loops on a kiosk, or it can be published as a flash file, like the one you are currently viewing. Some examples of presentation software are Microsoft PowerPoint, OpenOffice Impress, and Apple Keynote. Displayed here is a screenshot from OpenOffice Impress. Project management software helps aid in the planning and scheduling of a business project. It keeps track of deadlines, deliverables, timelines, resources, and events. For complex projects with many contributors, project management software is a must. The most popular project management software is Microsoft Project. Other examples are FastTrack Schedule and CRSEM. Displayed is a screenshot from CRSEM. There are many others, some available as free downloads online. Many applications are used in science and mathematics. They are number crunching applications designed to work on large amounts of data. These applications include statistical packages such as SPSS and Gretl, an open source version pictured here. MATLAB is a mathematical package that provides numerical computing for matrices of large data. It is often used in engineering for the design of complex systems. Mathematica software is also a mathematical package that provides computational support for engineering, science, and mathematical problems. Desktop publishing software is professional-grade software used to produce high-quality print documents such as textbooks, brochures, and catalogs. It provides far more powerful formatting and high-resolution output than a word processor can. There are several options available for software. Adobe PageMaker, Adobe FrameMaker, and Microsoft Publisher are a few examples. Scribus is an open-source option. This is a screenshot of Scribus. Notice the complex formatting and layout tools. They are far more powerful and precise than a word processor. Professional versions of image editing, photo editing, and paint software are used in the workplace by graphic artists and designers. Paint software is for drawing shapes and pictures. Image editing software allows users to edit existing images and photos. Photo editing software is a type of image editing software specifically for digital photographs. This software can retouch photos and add or remove elements from a photo. Some examples are Adobe Photoshop, GIMP, and Inkscape. This is a screenshot of Inkscape, an open-source image editing application. In this screenshot, you can see the different effects you can apply to a single image. Video editing is another example of graphics and multimedia software. It breaks a video up into segments called clips. The user can then modify a clip, delete it, reorder the clips, and add special effects to the clips. Some examples are Adobe Premiere Elements, Pinnacle Studio, and OpenShot. Displayed is a screenshot from OpenShot. There are many different types of communication software: email, instant messaging, FTP for file transfers, web browsers, voice over IP, blogs, and wikis, just to name a few. Anything that allows users to communicate over a network would be considered communication software. The screenshot displayed is of Mozilla Thunderbird, an email application. There are many different applications available for healthcare. They include electronic health records and electronic medical records, which pertain to the medical and health information for an individual. Health information systems are larger systems, typically used in a hospital or large clinic, that include an EMR, as well as other features such as physical ordering, medications, decision support, billing, and scheduling. Medical office management systems also include management features such as scheduling and billing. Patient registries are data sets relating to a particular medical issue or population that are used to track changes in patients over time. They provide a much more global view over all patients than EMRs often can. Imaging and telemedicine are technologies available in healthcare to improve care. Displayed here are some examples of EHRs: Epic Care, GE Centricity, and Vista. I've included URLs for more information. Vista is one of the first healthcare information systems that include an EMR. This is a Vista screenshot showing lab result values graphed over time for a particular patient. Medical office management systems provide scheduling and billing support. This is a screenshot from OpenEMR that demonstrates the scheduling feature of the software. Medical imaging is what it sounds like: capturing, storing, and viewing images of human structures. These images can be generated from diagnostic tools such as X-rays, MRIs, and CAT scans. The software then displays the images for viewing by medical personnel. Telemedicine is the ability to consult or manage medical procedures remotely. Software that supports telemedicine is crucial. It must be able to display whatever is needed so that the remote work can be done. This is an example of a chest scan used in teleradiology. Within all software, there must be a code. Code contains the programming statements, instructions that make the program work. Files may be used by software for storing and retrieving data that's stored on disk. For example, Microsoft Word creates, opens, and edits files called documents. Databases may or may not be part of software. Databases are optimized for storing and retrieving large amounts of data quickly, correctly, and securely. An example of a database application is an EMR. Not all software is created equal. Each uses different features in the hardware of the computer. For example, any high-resolution graphics and video software, including the latest video games, requires a good graphics card with its own memory, a fast processor with a large amount of memory or RAM, a good monitor, good speakers, and large secondary storage, presuming the high-resolution graphics and video are large files. On the other hand, data-intensive applications such as statistical software packages also need a fast processor with large RAM and large secondary storage, but does not need the high-end graphics card. Look at the software specs before you purchase any software. Do you have the minimum requirements on your system? Will you need to upgrade anything first? Keep in mind that the minimum requirements are not necessarily the desired requirements for speed. You may need to upgrade hardware, even if it meets minimum requirements. Installing software can be done by installing from a disk or downloading from the Internet. Once you put the install disk into your computer, the software installer should run automatically. If you download the software, you will need to run the installer that you downloaded. Uninstalling is a bit more complicated. In Windows, you can go to the Add Remove Programs on the Control Panel and select which program to uninstall. On a Mac, you just drag the program's icon to the trash, which uninstalls the software. Installing software that you don't have the rights to can be problematic. If it does have a copyright, then the user must purchase a license unless the software is free or shareware. Most of the time, your software has only one license, which allows you to install one instance of the software. It's possible that it may allow for more installations, but copying the software and distributing it to friends is almost always in violation of the copyright. In summary, software is what makes a computer useful. There are two main types of software, application and system. There are many, many different software applications, which are all available in different forms. Finally, application software may require training in order to use it. This may take the form of online tutorials or training courses.